Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
And I pray that your testimony is next. In the name of Jesus. It's a season of all-round settlement and rest. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So first service, we started a series on spiritual authority. And this is the second part of this message. So please stay with me. And let's continue from where we left off. Let's read our main scripture, Luke chapter 10 and verse 19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So I want to take off from here, and we're going to go a little deeper. I'm waiting for my flight commandant to lead us. So, please, I want us to consider, put up that scripture. Jesus said, I give unto you power. And this word introduced as power is the word exousia. And I gave us a list of descriptions for exousia. What were some of the descriptions I gave? Competence, yes. Sense of ability. What else? Capacity. Competency. Mastery. Superhuman. Alright. So, when Jesus said, I give you power, what he was saying was, I was giving you superhuman ability. Alright? Superhuman ability. Everything here has a spiritual source. Now, the next thing I want you to consider is the word to tread. What does it mean to tread? To step on. To trample with authority. In other words, it's not a mistake. You are not doing it by mistake. Okay? You trample. It's, I give you power to crush. Dismantle, to tread, to separate, to disconnect. That word tread is a power move. It is not a chance move. It means wherever you see any form of disobedience, Jesus said, don't call me, trample. The time you are wasting, you say you want to call God, don't call him. He said you have the authority. That prayer will lead to unbelief. That prayer you are praying, you will pray until you enter unbelief. You will start with God, do it. To God, can you do it? To God, will you do it? To finally, God did not do it. There are certain things that are bindables, and there are things that are not bindables. There are things that are losables, and there are things that are not losables. And there are things that if you do not bind, God will not bind. He said, I give you authority to what? Trample. Trample there signifies a particular attitude. I think you know that attitude you have when you see a snake in your room. Some of us have seen scorpions in the middle of the night. You just woke up. And you are dozing. You know, the Holy Spirit say pray. You say no. You say pray. You say no. Say pray. Say I'll pray tomorrow. Say pray. And then you saw a scorpion. Then there was a shot of adrenaline. And you did not need God's voice again. You know what to do. Oh, per adventure, a scorpion is not good enough for you. A small snake. A small one. Just small. Now, I want to ask you. If you see a serpent in your room, or You saw the tail as it was entering into your son's room. 2 a.m. It was the tail. And you said, this is Nick. What's your attitude? I want you to imagine. Because you need that attitude to understand what trample is. Are you with me? Yeah. Because so, you see, both face is the first layer of spiritual authority. What we refer to as bold face cannot do anything. Cannot do anything. If you cross this line, you die. It's not God that is talking. You are only acting on scriptures. He said trample. So trample for you then may be to draw a line and say, if you are sure of yourself, cross this line. If you don't die. Not tomorrow, now. As you say, I say, God, I hope you are not far. Boldness will rob you. No matter how anointed you are, if you are not bold, you will not see God's glory. Yeah. Be as bold as a lion, no? But if you don't take a stand and say, I am the handmaiden of the Lord, you will not see certain things. The difference between you and her is the level of your boldness. And boldness is rooted in revelation. Something that God has shown you, He has revealed to you, you have seen it in scriptures, and you are now persuaded. He said, you will trample on snakes and scorpions. So when you see that small, just a very small serpent, it's just a baby snake going into your child's room. You know, those people say you should pray before you say tomorrow. You postpone it. Now, can I ask a question? Do you think, let's assume you are just on your way to the restroom. Or maybe you are looking at it because there are some women. They must wake up at 2 a.m. Go around. Are you in the house? Sisters, are you in the house? There are some sisters. They must wake up around 1 and 2. They will go to all the rooms to check the children. Look around. If you are here, shout hallelujah. I mean the women, no, not you that you are rehearsing. It's a maternal instinct. It's a maternal instinct. So it's okay for every woman to wake up tired. Yeah, you just see the tail. You know, that sleep. You know, you're actually very tired. But something happens to you. Exousia. That thing in you. You have never killed a snake before. But that moment, that snake cannot stay in that room. There's something. As you are shouting for your husband to wake up, you know he sleeps well. As you are screaming. As you are screaming and say whatever his pet name is, which he will not hear. Because he giveth his beloved sleep. We pray. So now that we slept, we sleep. So why are you shouting? Baby. You see, that's where baby cannot walk. Because there's a snake. There's a snake in the house. Call him commander in general. Call him something that will bring out the lion in him. But you see, what you saw was just a small snake. But in the spirit realm, we don't measure authority by size. That small snake is as dangerous as a big one. Sleep lifts your eyes. Even a serpent is not a lizard, though. You can sleep in a house with a lizard. The serpent has one assignment, to kill. It only understands the language of death. So when you see a signal spiritually and you say tomorrow, time is of essence in the spirit. When you see a dangerous signal, don't say tomorrow I will fast. If the signal came at 3 p.m., the fasting has started. There is nowhere in the Bible that says fasting starts at 6 a.m. Don't be religious. Fasting can start at 3. When the signal from headquarters comes, first ID, start the fast. That means the fast will be 3 to 3. You can be on a plate of amala and vanadium, and just as you are willing, about to dig your finger into the incubus and everything, and then you receive a signal. Say, raise an altar for your son now. Raise an altar for your wife now. Radio one. Confirm reception. Confirm. Signal received. Object in motion. Target. They mention your street. Mention your house number. Say, hey, that's my house. You are about to you know, you ordered for goat head. You are about to. Then the signal. I say, madam, do you have a takeaway? Pack. Because I've already paid. Pack it for me. Pack it for me. Cannot waste. Pack the goat head. Have you ever had to pray while driving before? Like a madman. Oh. Have you ever been in a bus on your way to, and you are praying? There is an attitude when you hear tread, it's a declaration of war. That action is you declaring war on serpents. We saw you. You came to fight, but you wore buban iro. Are you here to visit your brothers, David, or are you here to fight? Excuse me. It's a spiritual posture. You must have a willingness to punish all disobedience. A willingness. You must be ready to fight. You must be looking for fight. You must be ready to fight now. Not give me tomorrow. No, now. Goliath is here. We will not go and come. We are here. If the battle meets you here, you are ready. If the battle meets you here, it's your bread. There's no time for David to say, give me 2 days. It's now. Now. No time. I won't let you touch my son. I won't let you touch my daughter. Today, not tomorrow. Today I will not call pastor. Me, I will eat you for breakfast. So I give you authority. That means I give you authority to do what I, Jesus, would have done. Because authority is delegated power. Jesus says, stand in my stead and operate like I'm the one. Stand as if it is Jesus that is standing here. People should not be praying and looking to heaven. They should be looking here. You are here. If you are here, Jesus is here. Besides, I say, if you are here, Jesus is here. You shouldn't be here. And they will now say, let's invite the presence. Which Holy Spirit? If Busayo is here, the Holy Spirit is always in any location where Busayo is. If you are here, sir, God is here. That's how I know God is here. Because I saw you. Because I saw you this morning, I know God came. You see, don't get it. I said, because you are here. You see, spiritual power rests on revelation. It rests on revelation, not head knowledge. Revelation. You must know that from today, there is no prayer you will ever leave to God that will not be answered again. It's a revelation. That anytime I lift up this voice, heaven will hear. Heaven will hear. You have a direct line. So I give you authority. There's power. Agbara. Authority. Ashe. It's different. Authority means you have power to execute. Power is stronger than authority. But if you have authority, my brother, you can do a lot of damage. Even if you can use... Don't you have policemen who do evil with their power? An average policeman is not going to heaven in Nigeria. If you are a policeman... especially if you are among those on the road, your chances of making heaven, you know, Jesus said a rich man, but me, I say a policeman. Even if you love God, the system is structured to make you corrupt. I was on a bus going to one village. The policeman stopped us, and I was sitting beside the driver, and the driver brought out in those days 15 naira or so, and he started rubbing all his body. And I was wondering, you are the one who thinks everybody is like you. Even the driver knows it is warfare. He was rubbing his head. Bogbo, should I hear me? Bogbo. He I don't know how to explain something. Like all the troubles in my life, all the whatever, as I give this policeman, let him take all the trouble. Now, peradventure, the trouble in his life was that people die early, or that their wives don't live long. Or that no matter how much you walk, you will never attend to anything. The moment he just saw the officer, sure, sir, the man just give him. The man say, move. The man moved but left problem for him. Then that policeman will retire and come to the church and say, I don't know what I'm going through. And even when I was an officer, I served faithfully. You did not serve faithfully, sir. You did not serve faithfully. You're a thief. You did not serve faithfully. You use your power against people. You use your, because when you overuse your authority, the CP is not there. The CP is a level-headed man, no? But you see those ones, those omomo spirits, those demons, those ones, they are the ones that are always flexing. They want to tell you that they are the ones on this road you cannot pass. Instead of you to ask for help, so I can help you. One of them stopped me. I was traveling to preach in Accra. I told him, I said, Oga, I saw unfortunately that it is you I met. I said, you see you. And you, and that one that was making all of you can't be helped in life again. I said, but you will not know the meaning of what I said until I go. I said, you are like this. You need help. You stand on the road. You are harassing innocent people. I said, but me too, I came to tell you from today you can no longer be helped. If you like, carry gun, carry knife. Where will we you will require help? Your gun will not be useful for you. You have authority to execute vengeance. Jesus did not say, call me. He said, you address it. He said, I give you the authority. The authority means I won't be around, but you act in my stead. It's like you are going on leave or you want to travel to buy market. You tell him, say, manage the shop. That's authority. And when you come back, I will submit the authority back. Jesus said, occupy till I come. You cannot occupy without power. So he delegated a part of his authority to you. If you don't understand this, if you hate me, but you don't understand it, you will still not walk in it. You must have a readiness to punish all disobedience when your own obedience is complete. He said, I give unto you power, authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power. So the enemy has power. The enemy has power. I know what they told you before. They told you that all power belongs to Jesus. Yes. But all power does not situate with him. If all power belongs only to Jesus, there will be no Satan. There will be no demons. There will be no prince of Persia. There will be no prince of Nigeria. He is sitting and waiting till all his enemies will be what? Put under his feet. Are they all under his feet now? The day all the enemies are put under his feet, everyone in Maryland will follow Jesus. All those princes of Persia, princes of America, princes of London and all that, they will be out of jobs. You will be the prince of Persia. You will now be the prince of UK. The moment you step into a new territory, it will be announced that a higher power has come. So the power that was there will relinquish to you. You don't understand what I'm saying? There was a church I used to attend. I think most churches do it anyway. If you are the pastor of this church, then a more senior pastor, like a regional pastor, comes to visit your church. You didn't know he was coming. The moment he enters, he's the one that will preach. Are you familiar with that? So a higher authority suspends the lower one. By default. It's not, you can't argue, it's by default. In fact, if you insist that I prepare a series on spiritual authority, I must preach my message, no problem. But after you finish this one, just carry your load and your Bible and be going home. Because you are no more the pastor of this church. The regional pastor may come and say, I just want to greet my people. You are all looking radiant. Yeah? Let me read John chapter 3 verse 16. No, let me read Psalm 23. He set a table before you. Lift up your hands. God bless you. Amen. Clap. It's going. So what did he say now? What did he say now? Me, I prepare. Series. Part 1 to 10. You will not need this pastor. They don't walk in the spirit. Okay? Authority is in levels. The higher one automatically suspends the lower one. It's just like as we are all seated here. You have the divine life in you. You also have the human life in you. Your level of development will determine which of the lives will be ruling your constituency 24 hours of the day. So you may, your development now may only allow you spirit life 7 hours a day. Not because your spirit does not desire to rule you 24 hours, but you have not developed. You are only usually seen between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. That's when you are very anointed. And from 2 p.m., nothing do you, nothing do you, nothing do you. That's when your Igbo Shere spirit will begin to manifest. Because there's one place in the island, Igbo Shere. I used to drive through that place when I'm avoiding traffic. Sometimes we all of us will have to go and jam there. Nowhere to go again. Is there a court there? Yeah. Hey, that's where they discuss it. They say there's an exousia there. Please understand the context of what I'm saying. Jesus gave you authority to represent him. Why? Because Jesus is not here physically again. That means if no priest rises in your family, you will suffer. Even though you have best of intentions. Don't go and say, the men in this house, they need to arise. And hello, I, Deborah, arose a mother in Israel. If there is no one in your family that has decided to rise, let the Deborahs arise. And let me tell you, those who refuse to rise, did not rise because they did not desire to. They did not know the pathway for spiritual champions. Don't be fooled by spiritual gymnastics and languages. A lot of Christians today do not know the pathway to power, which is why we don't experience it like we used to. Are you with me? A lot of Christians don't know the pathway. A lot of churches, a lot of pastors, a lot of seemingly trending celebrities, celebrity pastors, don't are celebrity pastors because they don't know the pathway to power. Name one pastor that operates in power and is bothered about being a celebrity. There's no time. What I carry is more than likes and shares. If you need likes and shares to feel relevant, you still don't know who you are. You still don't know what Christ did for you. If you feel like, I did not post today. I did not post today. Why? This is how I'm going to bed. You know, before it's this how I woke up. Now, this is how I'm going to bed. This, you must post something. I want you to know, by the grace of God, that social media can lift you up and bring you down. So, don't put your hope. Many of you, not you, the people listening, the picture that they used against you, you are the one who put it on your status. Give birth today. Put the baby on Facebook for everybody. Because everybody is like you. Everybody in your mind, they are as loving as you. Particular brother, I used to pray for him. He was one of my spiritual proteges. Not too long ago, last year, I heard that he's in the American prison. He was jailed for 28 years. That you know Bible doesn't mean you know God. That you know Bible doesn't mean you have mastery. After you know, then your training will start. 28 years, jailed. He finished for mass. By the time he leaves that prison, I think he must have been in his early 30s. So by the time he... So if he was 32, so you, that's like what? Is he 60? So that's a completely wasted life. Meanwhile, I remember in those days when we used to talk about his family. He comes from a lineage of kings. He's from a royal family. And he was the only one trying to serve God. When you start listening to high-sounding revelation, before you start frying your air as a brother, Go for deliverance first. All right. What you tell people is not Satan's opinion about you. Huh? The only thing Satan remembers about you was where he lost. The battles you fought and where you defeated him. The place where Jesus said trample and you trampled. That is the only record they have of you. If you keep running away from battle and say you are living a victorious life. Some people are going to church where they don't teach them how to pray. And they happy that I'll be going to this church. No. They have moved your file from comatose to death. There are people that have seen the battle skipped their generation and went to their children's generation. How do you explain that? You think you're praying for yourself? It's not about you. It's not about you. Your father died at 50. Your uncle died at 52. And you think you don't have a matter to settle. You think you don't have a matter to settle. You need power. Nobody discusses in the spirit realm. It's who has power. Say, so what's your certification? Say, I'm a scrum master. Say, okay, that was it. Flog him. You call data analyst. That all? Say yes. Flog him, 25. That 25 is miscarriage, backwardness, you know, no promotion. That's the flogging. You call. Say, I'm attending church. You only go to church. Okay, 74. They flog you. When you die there, your children will come and take the remaining one. I'm telling you. But when they point to you, say, don't point to me. I'm a creature of fire. He said, who is it that said? You start quoting scripture and it comes to pass. Then you look at the devil and say, you are too small for what you are doing. What new in the law? Enter the ground. They look at you. Even with the failure, who is this one? They will check your file. That people don't know demons check files. So one demon look at somebody and say, Paul, I know. How did he know? He checked the file. Went online. Who is this guy? Say, you know, this one no girl matric number. And it's in our school. Flog him. The guy flogged them. That's where I got the flogging from. Flog them. Say, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. You. No record. Come on, say, God forbid. No record. You are only known by your spiritual routines. You are known by your spiritual rituals. They look at you. How does she pray? How does this one fast? How often? What is her consecration? What is his consecration? What are the things he talks about? What are the things she likes to talk about? What does she do when he's alone? What does he do when he's alone? Who are the people around him? Are they prayer warriors or are they people that just talk? They look at you, they peruse you, they sift you, they see if you are siftable. They look at you and they know this one, if you come after this one, you are coming after all his friends. And all of them, they know they take prayer, play. All these ones, this one even small. This one has 70 days, they do every 70 days, every 70 days fast, every 70 days. You will count 70 days. So January to February, then that's 60 days. Then first 10 days of March, then he will rest for March. By April and he start again. He will cut 70 days. See, this one don't mad. How person could he live like? That's how they talk about you in the spirit. See, this one don't mad. Who they pursue you? Because of you. That's why I'm fasting. Because of you. So when they want to touch you, they have to calculate that, the people that will come after us, this one is a bulldozer in the spirit. This one is a caterpillar in the spirit. This one, na fire. Anytime he talks, na fire. This one, it's like flood will carry you. This one, the person we are really coming for, his mother is an intercessor. Leave him. Because the way, you see, when you develop yourself spiritually, you develop spiritual competencies. Which means, you will take up one of the nature of God. It could be fire. Pastor Buki is like, I don't know. Somebody understand what I'm saying? I say, as you get closer to God, you'll be developing what I call spiritual competencies. You'll be developing spiritual skills, which means you will be known in a particular way in the spirit. That this one, anytime you see, you will see fire with him.
This one, anytime you see, you will see light. This one, anytime you see, you will see a big, mighty sword. This one, anytime you see, you will see angels. There will always be something that over time will become part of your life. Your signature in the spirit. That is if you give it time. It's not a day you come here that you graduate to. Course now 5 years minimum. And if an architect, we know I'm a key person, 6 years, do masters before you go NYC. Now so, don't come and keep people. All the courses that involve human life, not be 4 years old. Okay? If you won't do medicine, come and start early. Not that you go and play, not come in your old age. No. Start now. How old are you, 17? Start now. Because after that 6 years, you will still do housemanship. You will do residency. You will manage go NYC, come back. Then you will come, they will pay you 150. So, do you have a passion for this ministry? Or is money you are looking for? After that, they will say specialize. Oh, I want to specialize in art. In the art. Liver, lung, eyes, spinal. You want to be a surgeon. You want to specialize in maybe one major organ or the other. Natural, then you will start. The initial thing we told you when we were encouraging, my son, if you can be a doctor, your daddy will be happy. Your daddy will not see you again. Because the day we put you inside university, you will continue to read. You will continue to develop yourself. You see, because promotion is tied to development. Spiritual promotion is tied to development. The difference between spiritual promotion and academic promotion is that you are the one that will be choosing your course. If you rise up today and say you will not fast, nobody will fight you. If you dare say, anytime I pray, God normally answers me, no problem. Remain class one. That's why many of you will notice that the time God wanted to lift you up, the first thing he did was he stopped answering you. He stopped answering you. Oh, some of you are waking up now. The way you normally pray, you pray, did he not answer? Then you have to change. Then one day you told yourself, maybe I should fast. Then you fasted. Say, Shebi, you don't want to grow. 3 days. Oh yeah? Continue. He will not talk. After 3 months, he will just give one small breakthrough. Say, your pride has been deflated. So now you will learn humility. You will now start following God. Small. See, let me tell you. When Jesus said tread, it is not far away from revelation. It's not far away from boldness. It's not far away from how you see yourself in Christ. Because for you to operate in authority, Christ must introduce you to you. Oh, you must see yourself as the answer to people's problem. You must see yourself as the one that Jesus called for this assignment. You must see yourself not just as a banker, but as the prophet that Jesus chose. You must see yourself as the man that was being prepared in the backside of the desert. You may be born to a priest like Zechariah, but your calling is to be a prophet. You will be introduced to yourself. Say you must tread upon snakes and scorpions. Can I also tell you that Jesus didn't speak these words to everybody? He spoke them to his disciples. Why? Until you come into the inner caucus, you can't be trusted. Until you leave what you are familiar with and decide to be a disciple, there are certain things you will not hear. They may give you a little anointing, just to be managing your life, just to be going to work and coming back, to be praying and collecting small anointing, small miracle. But when you want this kind of power, you must become a disciple. Everybody knows Luke 10:90. Why are we not working in it? There is a foundation criteria, which is discipleship. Before Luke chapter 10 verse 19, Jesus called them and sent them out. He said, let's go and preach. So it means the assignment is also tasked. Oh, it's tied to the Great Commission. Listen to me. If what you are doing has no missionary agenda to it, there are levels of power you will not work in. I'm showing you where the disconnection has been happening. I said that your business, that you are saying, God, expand this business to 500 million. It's not a problem for Jesus. But what will Jesus benefit? What is the benefit of Jesus in this your business? Because you are the CEO, you are the customer care, you are the gate man, you are the everything.
In fact, sometimes you ignore Jesus because of your business. This, your prayer, if I answer it, what is the purpose? Will you use some of the money here to sponsor people? Will you use it to help people? Or is it your money? Until Jesus can lay claim over you. And when I say lay claim over you, everything about you. There are things you may pray for that are not guaranteed. The task upon us is not just to be Christians, but to be disciples. Because Jesus will only send disciples. Those are the ones he said, tarry in Jerusalem till you are what? Endued with what? So tarrying, and we will come there another day, is still a requirement for power. Some people feel that because the Holy Spirit has come on the day of Pentecost, we don't need to tarry against. Like, you don't know the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit was that accessible and cheap, everybody would be walking in power. Tell your neighbor, tarry. Verse 19. He said, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions. Now, let's talk about serpents. I want to consider the spiritual significance of serpents and scorpions from the scriptures. Now, you remember that when Paul had an encounter with a false prophet, Paul, the scripture described that woman as one having the spirit of a serpent. Another description of the spirit of divination. Every time you go to a false prophet, and maybe I should talk about the mark 10 signs of a false prophet. Number one, but this is not the main service for that, but number one, you must sow a seed before they pray for you. They know they do free work. So one of them came here, said the prophet said you should go and buy 1 dozen of chairs and bring before he pray for Atekbeda. Someone else saw the girl Atekbeda cry. The girl that has not eaten since morning. They say she go and buy a chair. When they calculated a chair, it's 2,000. Not be this year, not like 4 years ago. So the brother who brought the girl. Now I say, come, let me take to my pastor. Now I know the charge. I say, Now so Abi, pastor, not go chop. No problem. Don't answer. say pastor already charge. We were praying on Saturday. I just saw them. And God so good that day, my anointing just the channel. As again, I just said, that lady, come here. And that's how she was delivered. So when she was telling me the gist, I was just laughing. she wanted to feel pity for her. I never solve your problem. No laugh. A serpentine spirit. If you go into any church, you must look out for signs of serpentine spirits. And we need to look at that matter another day. Because here, this is a training ground. Serpents can't stay in fire. Which is why many churches don't pray. They can do business seminar. Serpent can stay there. They can do Love Sunday. There's nothing wrong with Love Feast. There's nothing wrong. I'm just looking for the fire. Because I'm looking for it, but I'm not seeing it. if you say we are praying 3 hours tomorrow, no excitement. Want to suffer us. Pastor, that's your work. Pastor, God told me to give you 3 million. Pastor, these are my problems. You pray. As I'm seeing the miracle, you'll be seeing my hand. So, false prophet, false members. It takes false members to have a false prophet. Olegba, Olegba. I don't know how to explain that. You say, thief fam. Another thief collector. Sorry for those of you in America. Sorry. Are you here? Let's handle. Serpents represent, basically, they represent Satan. not all the time, but generally in the scriptures, refers to warfare, Satan in warfare mode. Because when you see a serpent, he's going somewhere. Yeah. When you look at the serpent in the story of Paul, we are looking at deception, we are looking at lies, we are looking at manipulation. I'm telling you about Luke 10:19. That woman prophesied to Paul. Was her prophecy wrong? If we judge prophecy only on the accuracy, will you know who a false prophet is? So that alone should set you free. That just because what he says is right doesn't mean it's of God. Jesus said, you have to watch the fruit. What is the fruit? Listen to his message. Go and listen to 6 months' message. What is he talking about? Then take those things he's talking about, put it beside the Bible. You see, one of the ways you will know it's time for a retreat, check the things you say. The moment your tongue is beginning to say things that Jesus cannot hear, just carry yourself and Bible, collect church key. Resume here at 8 o'clock till Jesus will visit you. The tongue. Even doctors tell us that one of the ways they can tell how a sick person, how long he will live, is the tongue. Have you been to a doctor before and they told you to bring out your tongue? They are trying to see how long you will live. They want to see the severity of your infection. In those days, when they go for war, when a lot of soldiers have been wounded, the doctor comes into the camp and he starts checking all the wounded people who have been shot. He looks at their tongue because the severity, how your body has, how the bullet venom or poison has spread in your body, he will see it on the tongue. He won't tell you what he's looking for. So when we look at the serpent in the scripture, please pay attention to what I said. You are looking for manipulation. You are looking for lies. You are looking for deception. That lies, put cunning lies. Cunning. Because what the woman told Paul was true. But it was an attempt to deceive him. Even when Satan speaks the truth, it is in an attempt to deceive you. When Satan tells you the truth, it's because he still wants to deceive you. When Satan tells you the truth, his agenda is to use the truth to deceive you. That's why we have false prophets today that invite good, genuine men of God to their church. This generation needs prophets. Real ones. Real ones. Because you cannot look at anybody and simply because he is looking nice. You may be looking at a serpent. I want us to look at, is it 1 Corinthians? 2 Corinthians 11:3. Very, very good. This one will explain my point. Quickly. 2 Corinthians 11:3. When you have conversations with people, pay attention. How many times have they ever said anything to you that at the end of the day you felt used? Please, are you with me? You felt used. The information looks like it's true. At the end of the day, you notice it was mostly not true. So it's a bit of like gaslighting mixed with you look like you are the problem, but you are confused. They leave you confused. But when he says, hey, Murenike, how are you? Do you feel better? The next thing he's going to tell you, you will become more confused. Gaslighting is a work of the flesh. If Paul did not know that word, he would have added it. If anyone talks to you and makes you feel all the time that you are the problem, all the time you are the problem, or he's not saying it directly, but he suggests it because Satan has suggestive powers. He will just be like, okay, maybe it's not my fault. Maybe, you know, actually he told me. He told me then. So I now thought that based on, you know, because he told me yesterday that I now thought, we are not thoughting here. No room for thoughting. What you say is what you say. He said, actually, sir, 3 days ago, he told me, he said he will come. Then, later, I did not see his message. He said he sent me a message, but usually he does not send me text, but he sends me on WhatsApp. So, I must have missed it. is gaslight. He did not miss it. He knows what he's doing. That's how Satan works. Give me that scripture. For I fear. Now, when we read this one, then we'll read it in simpler English. I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled. I'm interested in the word beguiled. Beguiled Eve through what? Is subtlety. I'm interested in the word subtlety. So your mind should be what? Do you see the word corrupt there? That is the target. Oh, his mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Hold on before you change the version. What this means is that when Satan is done with you, you will see every spiritual thing. And they will tell you that it's nothing. It's just a small, just have faith in Christ. It's not a big deal. You can do it and walk away. You can't do it. It will commonize things that you should prioritize. Satan will get you to the point where your revelation will help you commonize every revelation, every deep spiritual thing. I am talking about building a consistent altar of prayer through which you'll be getting promotion. Satan will tell you, it's not everybody. You want to be a pastor? You want to be a pastor? Leave the prayer for a pastor. God knows the faith of everybody. It's not everybody that will be a pastor. Did Daniel plan to be a pastor? Did Joseph plan to be a prime minister? Don't you know that God abandoned Joseph? Don't you know Joseph has every right to turn back on God? You know, did Joseph ask for the revelation? Was it not God that created a problem in his life? Who brought the problem into Job's life? Was it not God? Not be talk, where did they talk? God and Satan, they talk. Job suffered. Did Job look for trouble? He did not. You are not the cause of every problem. You are just having me. How far now? What's up? You see my guy. He's doing really well. Ooh, Job. My tester. That's all. That guy is not sincere. I don't observe him. He'll be a genuine guy. If I handle, I go lose God. I just shake hands for you. Shake hands small. Children died. Shake hands small. Business collapsed. Shake hands more. Friends turned their back. The only person Satan left was the one that was tormenting him. Curse God and die. Curse God and die. Curse God and die. The one that did not pray survived. Anybody who sees Job will say, Job no day faithful to God. Really? Job was past Moses. So. My brother, that book of Job is older than Moses. Job no be small man though. He didn't have all this revelation we had, but he was close to God. When we get to heaven, there will be shockers. You will meet people whose names are not in the Bible, and they will tell you, this one walk with God like Enoch. This one walk with God like Moses. You will say, hey, what their name? He said, we know if you put everybody. If you like, lose God. Give me that scripture in another version. I want us to look at that scripture because you need to know who the serpent is. But I'm afraid that just as Eve was what? Who was deceived? See? She was gaslighted. Satan did not come to say, you should not eat. She said, did God say? The moment Satan is able to introduce confusion, like, are you sure this is what God said? God told me it's my husband. Are you sure? Are you sure? The person asking is also a prayer warrior. You become uncomfortable. He said, now I am afraid that as the serpent did what? Did what? Go back to message. I won't do example, but I don't know why I go use do this example. Because this was seduced. Femi, come, Pastor Femi. Pastor Femi. See, that name is very romantic. Femi. You can't, they can't pronounce your name without making a request. Say revelation. Are you seeing the revelation there? Say Rema. So don't let them call you Femi again. Give them Daniel. Are you Daniel? Okay, I heard Daniel. So Daniel, please, from today, Daniel. God is married. Amen. Except you're a brother, I can say Femi. Amen. All the sisters, don't say Femi again. Now, look at this scripture. If you read King James, If you heard this prophecy in King James, what you would have heard is, as Satan beguiled you, hallelujah, the glory of God. You are hearing Rema. When you hear common English, you will hear deceived. Oh, he deceived me. How did he deceive you? That's what I want to describe now. Femi. Well, you say this said, Femi. Femi. I don't like the way you are cheating. <It's>, Femi. Femi. You will buy, look, you will buy the iPhone 70. You will, you see, you know, she asked for 17, Pastor Pala. You told her, we need to pay rent. You will buy it. Now, all you brothers, be on alert. Any woman that goes to husband now in this church and you are using this time, please report to headquarters. She will just begin to affirm me. You say, no, but I told you, she'll start crying. She'll start crying. I'm here to deliver all the brothers. Amen. It's like some of you cried in the last few days. Don't worry, I forgive you. She will start. You know, the goal is seduction as a way of you lose your sense of morality. The things you thought you could not do, you'll be doing it immediately. Say, but you know, don't worry, God will provide. While you are doing that, she will just wake up. This place is hot. She will take off her shirt. As, while going to put on the AC, you're already confused. So why she's doing that? See, as the snake, I don't know how the serpent did this thing, but she seduced Eve. She seduced. That means there was a love language that Adam has not discovered about his wife that the serpent knew. Because you are a prayer warrior. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Then Pastor Pinga now came. I dress like this. Praying like you, but hearing God more than you. Then, for that, she's like, why should I be with you? If I can have, why should I be with Lagos if I can have Dubai? This one has everything. But you are a prophet. You are a prophet to the nations. God did not allow you to do certain things. And she was okay until I came. Seduction. You don't listen to secular music? Huh? You don't know. This one, he likes vlogging. Two of you are vlogging together. There's nothing wrong with vlogging, no. I'm just telling you that this one. Say, you know, we can go to Dubai next year. We can start, you know, let's just go 7 days, just us, you know, no kids. You like the way he talks. Huh? It's making sense. You, next year, you say, no, I saw one village. Like, nobody, there's no church there. We need to go and do it. God, who did my mother offend? Who did I offend? Not be busy with this. This is not the plan to buy with your wife. The life of a pastor. The life of a pastor, for all of you are ambitious. Let me tell you, your money is not your money. The two people that have your money, God and your wife. You may be buying clothes and paying people's school fees. You will not have shoe. And the members will still leave you. Eventually, I say, it's not growing, it's not developing. Meanwhile, it was their child's school fees. So, as Satan seduced Eve. Bit of some sexual intonation in that verse. This is how she will get whatever she wants. And you cannot escape. And even your pastor cannot help you. Put up that scripture. I'm afraid. You see, the apostle is afraid. He said, I'm afraid that as the snake seduced Eve, with what?
Hey, baby.
See, I used to know this brother. You see, mind, he has changed. Before as a brother in the prayer, he said, let's go. But now, he's a snake. Say, give me your hand. Let's take a walk.
say, I love this couple. They are so, I love their, I want to, they are so, they show their love everywhere. They, smooth. So when he talks, he's talking about things he can never achieve, but it's very smooth. It may be a wife beater. The only reason why he's not showing it now is because you have not lost your shape. You sisters that marry only for height and this thing, the guy is going to gym, adding muscles. He may be building that muscles for you. You better. Okay, that one is not in the Bible. I want you to see what the Bible is saying. That if you are exposed to seduction and there is smooth talk, you can be lured away. And from the purity, God's love will not be enough for you. If I have money, I'll go to Dubai with my wife. If I won't tell you, you only see pictures. But that's not the issue here. Because this message is not about not traveling. It's about Satan's strategy. We are talking about serpents and scorpions. Which means when Jesus said trample, it's because he knows that if you don't respond swiftly, the things that the serpent will be saying can begin to filter into your mind and begin to take hold of your soul. And you will begin to feel like, why not, if not now? You see, you don't allow the enemy talk. How many are you? How long have you been here? We don't need all that information. Because every time Satan speaks, it is lies. Even if the thing sounds like the updated Nigerian budget, it's still a lie. Because the fuel price will still crash. Listen. When Jesus said, so if you know that Satan speaks lies, cunning lies, manipulation, seduction, and Jesus said trample, it means don't let him talk. When Satan tells you you cannot be, don't talk. You will never rise and become anyone. You trample. That's the attitude. Don't let him talk. Don't talk. Shout him down. Because he speaks to your thoughts. He speaks into your mind. He waits for you to lie down on your bed. When you are relaxed, then he starts talking. So you must have a shout even in the night. Feel free to shout. Let your neighbors, what is going on in this house? Since last Sunday, you shout. Is everything okay? He said, yes, we are shouting. Can I tell you, being a pastor doesn't exempt you from Satan talking. Yes. Get used to shouting. Jesus said, Satan, say, get thee behind me. That wasn't a statement, it was a shout. Because that statement requires an attitude. Get thee behind me. You get as guy they talk in the sweet. If not, how can one angel move one third of the host of heaven? How? And God was there. And God could not stop them. The guy is a smooth talker. He will tell you this thing will work until he leaves you hanging. He will leave you hanging. Add 1 0. Add 2 zeros. Add 3 zeros. As you are doing it, he's waiting for you. He will just remove. Camera will hold you. So when dealing with the serpent, we are dealing with what? Lies, deception, manipulation, seduction. So when Jesus said, trample, you must know exactly what you are trampling. The moment he begins to come with suggestions and imaginations, don't start saying, oh, maybe it's my fault. Oh, maybe I should not have called. Maybe I should not have texted. Maybe I should not have resigned. Hello? Once the thing starts coming, leave that one first. Trample. You don't trample recklessly. You trample with scriptures. Jesus didn't respond to Satan based on personal opinion. Jesus used scriptures. Oh, are you here? Are you still here? Jesus responded with scriptures. The second item, very briefly, very quickly, scorpions. And when Jesus uses, or the scripture uses animals to describe certain realities, you have to study the animal to understand what we are talking about. When you look at scorpions, scorpions are creatures of darkness. They hide in the dark. Even if they're in your house, they look for dark places. They hide there. They hang there. You may not even know they are there. They wait for... How many of you have seen a scorpion in the night in your room somewhere? You see, they waited. They were there in the morning. They waited. They use the cover of darkness. This I'm talking about some kinds of spiritual attack. They wait for you when you are relaxed to come out. You have to be spiritually trained. And even when you say you are on vacation, don't lose your fire. When you say you are on leave, don't lose your fire. Satan waits for you to relax, to strike. It's an old strategy. Going on vacation does not take away your prayer life. And if you, some of us came into the world conceding 2-0. When we were born, we were already conceding 2-0 in our destiny. Don't compare yourself to someone that has 5-0 advantage because his father was praying for him. Don't go and be rubbing shoulders. Say, there are the boys in this area. Hey, you are already conceding 2-0. Nobody prayed for you when they gave birth. It was a kind that they used to do your naming. It was Ogogoro they used to name you. Don't you came into the world conceding 2-0. Don't compare yourself with this one. This one is the son of an ancient apostle. Life is already against you. Many of us are parents. They didn't know too much of God, but they were always in church. You will see them. They just follow. They didn't fight with the pastor. They just saw their tambourine. Oh, bye. Oh, go, alagbara, to mubanu je milo. And they dance. Morning to night, they didn't complain. Because they know they have nowhere to go. House fellowship was on their street. In your house, if we used to fight, bring the temple of God to my house. Now someone say, no, we are going out. We are going to do. We won't be. See, if you put it here, we go out on Sunday evening. So my husband and I. So I don't know. That's how our fellowship died. Scorpions, they are creatures of night. They are very small. They are tiny. You can look over them, but they are deadly. They are venomous. They are utterances. Their stink can kill. When you see scorpions in the Bible, you are looking at some items. Number one, you are looking at torment, spirit of torment. when a scorpion stings you, you are looking at torment. Sleep at night, you are tormented. Your mind is tormented. Please pay attention to me. Confusion, spiritual oppression. You can't focus. You say the wrong things at the point of breakthrough. You are tormented. You sleep at night. You have all kind of terrible dreams. You are tormented. Those are scorpions. Because you won't see them. They just show up. But their sting can send a man to his grave. They are the kind of enemies that you need to die to know what happened to you. They are the kind of problems that when they pray, nobody will see the source. Because they are scorpions. You must be a powerful seer to see certain things. We talk about torment, spirit of affliction, sickness. Jesus said, if this woman, this daughter of Abraham, that has been bound 18 years, she was the daughter of Abraham. She was a child of faith. She was a servant of God. Jesus acknowledged that she was a child of God, yet she was bound. Can a Christian suffer under the hands of demon spirit? Yes. Yes. It takes power for demons to respect you. Jesus died for me. You know, God is just so good, brother. I say, amen. See, when I consider the faithfulness of God. You know, God is so good. You know, when I just look in the scriptures, I'm inundated. I feel flabbergasted. I feel like the love of God is about to explode within my soul. You see, I'm just inundated with love of God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's all. That's all. It's the love of God. Until they come and tell that I want to review all visas in the country. you now realize that there is no pastor in America that is strong that can address visa problems. You have to go back to Nigeria. Meanwhile, the day you are going, as you were entering the plane, you did like this to all of us. As I go now, I check Nigerian passport. I know they come here again. You wave goodbye to us. We were waiting for you. When you now go, they say, all of you will be here. If you have not done 10 years, you have not done 15 years, you cannot become a citizen, we will move all of you to Venezuela, do all those things. You now realize that you need a prophet, you need an apostle. You now start calling. Pastor has changed his number. Nobody knows his new number. Spirit of affliction. Listen, and hear what I'm about to say now. For all you lone rangers, we either win together as a team. We either win together as a team, or we will all die individually. The purpose of the local church is so that we can win together. Not to suppress you, to win together. Where your problem becomes our problem. And if we have to lift this thing, this podium here, one person will sweat at it. But if 5 of us, 10 of us, you will not feel it. The purpose of the church is for us to win together, or you die individually. Don't make any mistake. Spirit of affliction, spirit of torment, and demonic oppression. Anytime you think of the serpent, of the scorpion, those are the things you should be thinking about. The sting of a scorpion the pain is very prolonged. Who has had a scorpion bite before? A real scorpion, no? Not 3D. Not centipede, though. How was it? Was it a real scorpion, Abby? Was it black, big, red? How was it? Hallelujah. Lovely. See, like, just the way you are smiling, Abby. You couldn't sleep. You will not sleep. You will not sleep. What they put inside your body cannot make you sleep. It's poison. Now, depending on the scorpion, they may need to rush you to the hospital. Some scorpions give you just a space of 30 to 1 hour. If you don't get help, you die. If you say it's a small scorpion, you know that boy that used to laugh on the floor? That boy that used to... You say, he will tell his friend, say, they say it's a small scorpion. Now, you think your papa be that? Now, he himself talks in a small scorpion. Now, you think they can make the key your papa? You self don't start. It's in a small scorpion. It's in a small scorpion. The funny thing about scorpion is that you don't know what stung you until you get to the hospital. You don't even know. And if God helps you, the doctor that is on ground is a new doctor. He just graduated from medical school. He doesn't have experience with scorpions. Then as you are crying, he too will be crying. My first patient will die. They say, doctor, do something. Say, let me check ChatGPT. I warn you, between now and next 5 years, go and load yourself with supplement. Don't allow any ChatGPT doctor attend to you. I'm warning you now. Give me Luke 10:19. Let's wrap up. Are you blessed? Jesus proceeded from the scorpion and says there is another category. It's called all the power of the enemy. That means if they try the serpent, and I am telling you, the serpent and the scorpion, they have something that is unique to them. Their utterance, their sting, the words that they speak. There are people, when they talk to you, you feel like blades are being thrown at you. You have some of them in your office. Oh. Some of them are your bosses. When there are people that, your colleagues, some of them, when you talk to them,
if you are planning to do something big, you will reduce the size. Venomous. There are people, if you want to talk to, sir, you must record the conversation, because they will deny. Send a message. Because when she starts crying to me, he actually reached out to me. You know, I was even surprised when he called me. Me call you. Sir, text message. This is 2025. I'm warning you now. Don't say we discussed. Send me a message. And archive the message on WhatsApp or wherever, email, wherever you want to hide it. Go and hide it. Because the language of the serpent is denial. When Eve got into a problem with God, the serpent did not... Before you go, Yusuf, I see you. God, it was God that dragged the serpent back. The guy was going. He not say, sorry, we were just talking. We didn't know it to be like that. He did not talk. He set them up and stepped back. And that's Satan's old strategy. He will set you up and move back. To be explaining. Look at it. You go explain entire. He said, and over all the power of the enemy. That means there are other powers. Jesus is saying, the moment I delegate you. Tinas, this is the position I'm giving to you. And how does he do it? My son. I'm giving an example now. I want you to win souls for me this year. But you don't have time, you are busy. Go and join the missions team, evangelism team. Every Saturday, give me 2 souls. Every instruction has the promise of territory. Every divine instruction has the promise of what? When the Lord tells you, my daughter, I want you to stand before me for 7 days in prayer. Just seek my face and ask for my grace and ask for my mercy. Who going to for a naming ceremony the next day does not give you permission to it. If the Lord says, cut out every pleasure for the next 7 days. Invitation to your mother-in-law's 80th birthday does not give you the right to dance. You did not hear me because you want to dance. I said if God says, remove pleasure next 7 days, then I'll tell you that, sorry, we forgot to tell you, mama's birthday is on Thursday. Everybody should come. Then I said, all the children should become that one by one to be dancing. Dance and lose your territory. The instruction was not given to them. It was given to you. God did not ask you to make exceptions. Open your eyes. That's the problem with hearing God, though. Because if he talks to you, a burden will be laid on you. You say you heard God. I say God talks to you. You know, God always talks to me. It's a lie. If you hear God, the burden of heaven will come upon you. You will not live like that again. Even when you sin, you will not be able to sleep because it's not about people knowing now. The one that spoke to you before will not let you rest. Huh? You will say, I'm sorry. You will repent. You know he likes hearing sorry. You will say sorry until he's satisfied. Until he's sure that you are really repentant. That you are truly sorry, exactly. Authority flows with territory. And for you to be committed to a territory, there must be instructions. He will ask you to do little things and watch you. No risk. Pray 3 hours tomorrow. No risk, he's just watching you. That pray 3 hours tomorrow, you will not hear it like, my daughter, I am the God of Jeremiah. You will not hear that one. It will just come like a thought. So that you will have enough opportunity to say it's your mind. Then later, when you fail, they will put F. What's the cause? Response to subtle divine instructions. That's the name of the cause. Response to subtle, you know what subtle is? Subtle divine instructions. F. very loud in public. A. Share, they see the course now. If you come to my office tomorrow, I will give you all the courses you will take. Then you'll see why you have been failing. Because you register for the wrong course. The course that pertains to your destiny, first of all, is what? Response, accurate response to subtle instructions, which you did not like, because nobody will see your glory there. I'm telling you where authority comes from. This is just the foundation. When we get to the next bus stop, before we start that one, we will pray like 1 hour. Then the second service will preach. Once we cross that prayer, I'm telling you ahead, there's one of the services we'll pray. That service will pray before we teach. When we get to that service, we are now on the express. Put up that scripture. Over all the power of the enemy. The word power there is the word dunamis. Dunamis means abundant power. Dunamis is stronger than exousia. Pay attention. Pastor Femi, please come. So, this is the man of God. He has been given exousia over this area. But the enemy that has been in this area before now is not exousia, it's dunamis. Dunamis is raw power. Huh? Raw power. Another way to describe dunamis is the power in your socket is exousia. The power at Kenji Dam is dunamis. If you plug your charger directly at Kenji Dam, that phone is spoiled. It will explode. That, so it's abundant power. That means dunamis has the ability to share and not feel it. With dunamis, I can lay hands on him and say, go and pray for that lady. She will get the same manifestation. Exousia cannot do that one. Because even his own standing there is delegated. You understand? So Jesus said, over all the power. You see that word power of the enemy? That word power is dunamis. So what happens in a case where an exousia is confronted with a dunamis? Huh? They say, make I stay here. You, now you be the baba where they run this place. What happens is that if he says, in the name of Jesus, dunamis will laugh. Hear what I'm about to say. I'm about to put something in your hands now. Because God put you there. Huh? If you see a threat in your around your family space, Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind you, I do. The thing will be laughing. It will be getting worse. Please come. Then, you know, the scripture says, for you shall hear a voice behind you, telling you this is the way, walk in it. God will now whisper. Start singing. Don't pray again. Be singing. Sing. There is power, mighty. That's your listen. Don't change it though. Just be singing like that. Stupid. Sir, we have been here for 2 days. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Sir, if you can talk, just remove the demon now. We have been here for 2 days. But look how the Holy Spirit said. Because your authority is also rooted in your own obedience. So the Holy Spirit said, sing the song. There is power. As you are singing it, power. Say, close your eyes. Don't look at me. In the blood, there is power, mighty. How I know we backslided is that we are not singing some songs again. There is power, mighty, in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is 3 hours. You are still there. In the blood. Then you speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. There is power, mighty. All of a sudden, the power of God will go there. Lift that principality like up. Throw him away. The principality will not see the one behind you. He will think you did it. So your own ranking has. The next time that spirit sees you, he will be seeing you with the new eyes. When dealing with snakes and scorpions, Jesus said, trample. But when you are dealing with all power, marine, in the air, second heavens, engage only as instructed.
If he doesn't tell you how to engage, just stay there. Be praying. Their prayer is to wait for instruction. It's not to engage and say, I bind. Because eventually, that your exousia will grow and become dunamis. But initially, you will start from exousia. You will start from authority. Stand here for me. And you stood. Go and sit down there for me. You sat there. Ah, go and do head usher. You did it. Ah, okay. He's doing well. Go and do this thing. Go and do this. Okay. You are the pastor. The head usher in this church is exousia. The head of the choir, exousia. Huh? The pastor within the context of this church is dunamis. You must understand, when you look at authority, understand it in context of territories to understand the nature and the restrictions and the abilities and the powers and the weight and the glory that pertain to each level. Thank you, sir. Why many are unable to make this shift? They are deploying, they are using a bat, a baseball bat, to face an enemy that is in the air that you cannot touch. One of the ways you can deal with spiritual powers that are in the air is through praise. High praises. High praises. That I can touch them. Yes. You cannot afford to be lazy anymore. The destiny of your nation, the destiny of your family, the future of your life may actually just be in your hands. Let's rise on our feet. In all Ogolasho ileke ijile kuleshi awamari tiele tumare ino lewolasho ogolasho ileke. Only one prayer this morning, find a partner. Now, you are going to pray like you have never prayed before. I need you to find a partner. Just find one partner. You are going to face your partner because I want you to look at their face. We are going to pray. And you are going to cry upon the name of the Lord. You are praying for your partner. You heard when I said that the strength of the serpent is in his tongue. So you are going to raise a proclamation. Every utterance and every agenda and every imagination that have been spoken against my brother or my sister,
in the name of Jesus, let it be consumed. Begin to pray, begin to pray. Hold your hands and pray fervently. Begin to pray fervently. Begin to pray fervently. Every imagination from the pit of hell, every lying tongue against the pit of hell, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we command them to be consumed. We uproot every strategy. We uproot every agenda. We uproot every lying tongue against my brother and my sister. We uproot every imagination in the name of Jesus. We uproot it. We destroy it. We pull it out in the name of Jesus. We pull it out in the name of Jesus. For who is it that saith, and it cometh to pass, when the Lord God has not commanded it?